Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rod Hammerhead.
Hi, I'm Ganji. So without my permission, you guys are taking every month $99 point something. So that's not fair. And I complained to the, you know, Sam's credit card. So past, like, you know, June to until this date, even I, you know, after I complained also, last month, 25th also, you took money. What does that mean? You want me to go court?
Do I do it, sir?
Sorry?
I'm not understanding you. What did you just say?
So without my permission, every month, automatically, you are taking $99.
Try wellness. All right, let me, 1 second. I'm gonna have to get your zip code to look into it. Let me get your zip code.
What order number you want?
Zip code.
Code, which code?
Your zip code.
Oh, 30064.
All right, appreciate it. Verify your name for me.
I don't know that one. No, 1063.
No, sir. Verify your name. What's your name?
Oh, last name Ganji. G for good. A for apple. N for Nancy. J for junior. I for Illinois.
All right. I see you have our Thrive Wellness product.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thrive, what is this? Oh. Chill pills, what is this? How are those products working for you?
Sorry?
How does the product work? Sir?
No, I never use anything.
Sir?
I never use anything.
No, I said house. Okay, you said you never used it. Okay, what's the reason why you didn't use the product, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't know. How can it came? Like, I don't know. I don't have any reason. Then later I found that. Then I complained. And even last month, 25th also you took.
Wait a minute, sir. Could you slow down some? I'm trying to catch everything that you're saying.
Sorry?
I'm trying to catch everything that you're saying. You're talking too fast for me.
Okay. So, I don't know anything about this product, first of all. So, I don't order.
Okay. Do you have a MasterCard ending in 3746?
Yes.
Okay. That's the card that was used to pay for it, and it was created March the 23rd of last year. And it's a 14-day trial that was started. And since it wasn't canceled in time, it turned into a full subscription. So that's why you're getting these monthly shipments.
There is no address. There is no anything. And I called to the bank and they canceled, you know, they requested back money. And one time it is back. And again, it is automatically, you know, taking money. So then I didn't see that though. Then I realized last month, like in December, oh my God, this many months they took like that. Then again, you guys are taking.
Okay, I see all your products have been delivered.
Delivered, but I don't know what is that, why this product, what is the important first point. The second point is, I never think like, you know, I'm going to order this thing, and I never use that. So
okay,
you
I'm
want,
gonna...
I can return those all products. I didn't open that, even cap also.
Would you repeat that? I can't understand what you're saying.
I didn't open even, you know, the bottle.
You said you didn't open it?
Yes, I didn't open. Because I don't know that, and you are cutting, you are taking money, and I never follow up, and then I see that. First point,
okay,
please return my money, and the second point, please remove from your account that too.
All right, 1 second. Let me put you on a brief hold for a second, please.
Sure.
All right, it's your email pganji at emory at edu.
Yeah, emory.edu.
All right, I'm gonna send you over an email saying that you are deleted out of the system. And inside the email, there's a cancellation number. I have it in front of me if you want to write it down. If not, it'll be in your email.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So do you want to write it down or are you going to get it at your email?
Email.
All right. Well, everything is situated and taken care of. Is anything else I can do for you?
So what about my money?
Sir, you have received all of your packages.
No, I will send you back.
No, sir, it's a no return due to COVID. You can't return these packages back.
Then what can I do? You are taking $99 and I don't know that purpose also. And I never used anything.
Okay,
this
well,
is unfair. Like, you know, $99 and you know, this many months you took means, what does that mean? Like, you know, I have evidence, so I canceled.
So I'm not understanding what you're saying, sir.
Huh?
I'm not understanding what you're saying. You're talking too fast for me.
You know, one time I called, like earlier, so you returned my money, $99, 1 month. Then after that, again, you are taking money. So I have that proof.
So I don't see where you called in. It's not notated.
I don't know, but I see that in my credit card. I see $99 you pay, you take, and again you return to us. Because
it's
I called that time.
All right, it's a 14-day trial that was started, and your subscription had canceled before you canceled. It was canceled before. Wait a minute.
Then why you
supposed to cancel your subscription before it expired, and you didn't, and it turned into a full subscription. And since you didn't cancel, the company just kept sending you these products and kept billing you for them.
So but now, these are all like, do you think like, you know, I have 10 credit cards. I have to monitor and who is and hourly we are waiting for the people calling and the proper phone number is there in bank. So credit card, you gave one phone number. It is not working. And how can I contact you?
You just called us, sir.
Yeah, I called, but I found, like, you know, from your this only. But I need to wait for, like, you know, how much time I waited.
So
this is not fair, right? You know, your system is making like that. It's not fair. You are taking, like, too much money. And it's not easy. You know, $700 means not $700, $800.
Yeah, yes, sir, I understand.
Very simple, $5, you are not giving to any other people. Like that, without using, and I am, you know, wasting $700, why should I give to you? First,
sir?
It's not fair. It's not at all fair, but you have to return that money.
All right, sir, it's a 14-day trial that was started. Again, since you never canceled out, sir, so they just kept billing you and sending you these products. That's why you can charge like that.
How many people you guys are cheating? Tell me that.
Cheating. Excuse me, sir. We represent multiple online companies. You didn't call us to order from us, and we didn't ship you anything out. We represent these products.
So I am not talking on you, like, personally. I am talking about cheating means company. I am talking about the company. How many people are cheated by this type of things?
I mean, we have some people call, sir. They see,
you know, if you are in my place.
Jesus Christ, man. People say that they see the 14-day trial, they'll call in counsel because it's in there, sir. When you're filling out, putting your info in, it's a box you check that you agree to a 14-day trial. Also, in terms and conditions, also state.
Terms and conditions, 10 pages, sir. Who has time to read all these things, sir?
So you have to, if you put your name down, I will read everything, fine print it all, because you never know what you're signed up for. I mean, that it's just me.
No, so this is like busiest society. So you should not misuse the system. You should very careful and everything. So I wrote, you don't read, you don't understand. Like that, it's not like that. How speed people are going, society. You should be very simplified. You should make, why you put like a 14 days term and 30 days term, like you are going to cheating the people. And without, automatically you are taking money. And I called middle. I said, oh my God, you are taking money, please. Like that, then you return $99. Then after that, again, you are taking money. And proper websites, not properly. And it is came from from the Miami, Florida, this and address. Then I typed online. I don't see that. How can I delete my account?
I can help you, sir. I can assist you in it.
Already done. So no. What you will help? Because I need to call you. I need to find person. Then only like that. When you are taking money through online, you are taking simply. But once it's done, advertisement that is coming, and that next I can't see that. How can I remove it?
Okay.
Misleading people.
Okay, it's your. I asked for your email already. Yeah, I told you everything. Yeah, that is that I have deleted you out of the system. And in that email, there's a cancellation number.
You canceled. I don't know that. You canceled or not. I don't receive the email.
I did already. Sometimes they don't come through right away sometimes.
So, otherwise, I should go court. No doubt. So, unnecessarily, you guys are like, because I'm frustrated, really. Company should be troubled.
Sir?
No, if you don't return my money, I should go court.
You should do what, sir?
Court. I will go legal.
Okay, sir. Well, all of these charges are valid because you have received all of your products.
No, I have the evidence, sir. I have my evidence, sir, because I called and my money is returned, $99, 1 month money. Then after that, you collected money again. So what does that mean? Cheating. And did I call you okay, send me the like that? You don't have anything. So I'm saying, you would return my money, so 50%, then I am okay. If you don't return, I should go for lawyer, attorney.
Okay, sir, again, all of these charges are valid. You have received every package that you've been billed for.
So, okay. As far as, if you don't open any grocery store to up to level, all people are taking back. Why should you don't take if I don't open? If I open bottle, you are not supposed to take it. If I close the bottle, if I don't do anything, then you can take it. Return policy, 14 days you are putting. Then product, just today I received. Why should you didn't take it back? You don't know that how much pain I have, like $800 or $900 I paid
Yeah, I see it's a lot of products.
I don't know, this is completely cheating. So decide whether you are going to return my money or you want me to go legally. Only two things. And I don't have patience to call or anything, arguments or anything. Once
all
I
right.
go.
Okay, so your bank will temporarily refund you in full. However, they would do an investigation by contacting us to do it, to verify the charge, and then do a mock sign up to go through the same process as you did. We will also provide them the IP address and your e-signature from when you check the box. Once they see that the terms are there and the charges are valid, they will take that money back and give it to the company.
That's not only you can give to the company.
I'm barely understand what you're saying, sir. Could you repeat it?
No, my credit card company contacted you, right? When they contacted you.
What? I'm not understanding what you're saying, sir.
My credit card company contacted you, right?
No. No, sir.
No.
No.
So what you are saying now?
No, I'm saying I was talking about the bank, sir. All these charges
bank.
Are valid because if you go to your bank or your credit card company, they call us and we go through these notes and they see that everything is valid, you will not get a refund, sir.
That's okay. You know, I don't get it like that. You know, you have your valid information. I have my valid information. Who will win? Later will decide. So as for me, this is cheating. So you are saying it is fair because my electronic signature is there like that. It won't work out. If we go, you know, attorney, he will take care. So I have my proofs. You have your proofs. Later we will decide who will win. But what I'm saying is, before I warn you, like, you know, if you return my money, then fine. If you don't return, you have to compensate a lot. That's
all right,
what
so
you are going to.
Okay, have your credit card or your bank call us, sir, and we can go through the same paperwork again.
Why should I call to them?
Sir, again, sir, it's no refund. All these charges, sir, are valid, and you have received the products. It's the same thing.
Where is the, you said you sent email, but I am not received until this time also. You said you canceled my account, but where
yes,
is my email?
It's not going to. One second. Okay, I sent some over to your email. It's just a cancellation number. It may say, thank you for your order. It's not an order. It's just for you to have. A cancellation number.
But I have not received.
You who?
Me.
What did you say, sir?
I have not received email from you.
If it don't come through right now, sir, sometimes these emails take a long time to come through.
Which email you sent? Exactly, tell me that.
To the email, sir, the P. Ganji. All right, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, you know, if you send me that, then fine, like, you know, money. And if you don't do, then I'm going attorney tomorrow. Not like say, anything, you know, any delay. This is what I'm going to do it. Thank you.